Why are we playing Bach and Chopin in the middle of a sheep field in Holland? It's because Bach and Chopin were among the greatest hackers and makers to ever arrange 12 notes in a row. They lived at totally different times in history, but they would have been very enthusiastic and inspired by what they see here. They might also be horrified about some of the things that we've been talking about for 4 days, but that's another subject. So, in 2012, Kimiko Ishizaka and the rest of the team with the Open Goldberg Project introduced the concept of open source Bach. We just had a nice long conversation about that intent 1 hour ago, so I won't rehash that. But that led to the idea to bring Kimiko here to play for you Bach and Chopin, two of the greatest makers, to record them with the apparatus over here. The recordings will be released with Creative Commons licensing, so if you want to take home a digital souvenir of what you see today, please do, and this will be available to everybody as well. Thank you. Just two short sentences of promotion. Today we started a Kickstarter project to release a DVD of fractal animations based on the Open Goldberg music, as well as a 12 concert tour around the world to promote the next project that we're doing in the Open Goldberg model, which is to record and set free in an open source way Bach's Well-Tempered Clavier, some of which you're going to hear tonight. If you want to check out that Kickstarter, that's online at bit.ly/12tones. That's bit.ly/12tones. In any case, it's easy to Google for. You can find us online all over the place. I think that was actually the only self-promotion. I wanted now to tell you what Miss Ishizaka is about to play. So, the Well-Tempered Clavier is up first. In fact, she's doing 4 keys of the Well-Tempered Clavier, C, C-sharp, D, and E-flat. Now, you might not all be intimately familiar with the Well-Tempered Clavier and what exactly that means. Bach was very mathematical and organized in the way he wrote music, and part of that order was that this piece goes through all 12 of the keys on the piano, thus the 12 tones tour, and for each key he wrote 2 preludes and 2 fugues. A prelude and fugue in the major variant of that key, so C major, and a prelude and a fugue in the minor variant of that key, so C minor. So if we do C, C sharp, D, and E flat, that is 16 pieces in a row, 8 of them preludes, followed by 8 fugues. Now the preludes tend to be free in form. The fugues are all a voice that comes in with a melody of some sort, and then another voice comes in repeating that melody at a different interval, both in time and in space, and yet another voice and another voice, and it's very organized. It's called polyphony, and it's a wonderful way to write music that has been forgotten and ill-used or not very often used for about 300 years, so it might be new and fresh to some of your ears, but it's wonderful. After those 16 pieces, Kimiko is going to play a 3-prelude transition into the world of Chopin, 3 pieces from the Chopin preludes, which were in fact inspired directly by Bach's preludes and fugues, but separated by a couple hundred years in time, and therefore of a very different character. After those 3 preludes of Chopin, she will play the 12 Chopin Etudes Opus 10, which is a marvelous set of pieces, fireworks for the fingers, and I'm sure you'll enjoy it. If you want to know when to clap, just wait till Kimiko stands up and takes a bow, and that's when you do it, if you're unsure. We don't have programs to pass out, so that's the order of events for everybody. And now if you please give me a hand in welcoming to the piano, way over here, Kimiko Ishizaka.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.